my question is, does the Bible specifically say that there is a person that you are supposed to marry or not?
Well, the Bible does give specific guidelines in the kind of person you are supposed to marry, but you're probably not going to find in the Bible, Linda, where it says, Linda, marry George Baker, or something like that. But it will tell you, first of all, marry somebody who is in the same faith as you. You should not marry outside of the faith. You're being unequally yoked. You want to marry someone who is going to be a compassionate husband and a man of God, a good family man. And so there are criteria in the Bible where God gives guidance. Now, there are examples in the Bible where the Lord supernaturally guided people in regard to who they were to marry, as in the case of Isaac and Rebekah. And God providentially brought together Jacob and Leah. And Leah, you know, Jacob thought he wanted to marry Rachel. He ended up first marrying Leah, and she became the great-great-grandmother of Jesus. So God, through providence, will arrange meetings. And also through his word, he'll give you principles that guide to the right person. And you can follow those. 2 Corinthians 6:14 talks about not being unequally yoked. And that doesn't just mean someone who's not a believer. If you've got your PhD, you might find you're not compatible with a high school dropout. Culturally, we just had a question about races. And while the Bible says all people are made of one blood, you want to consider the culture and the heritage of the people you're marrying. Because I've seen that there's real, sometimes family squabbles because people grow up with certain traditions and culture. They right. marry someone with completely different traditions and culture. And it can create some interesting scenarios. Mm-hmm.